Any seepage, Mike? Anything leaking out?
Nothing's sleeping, but I'm trying to get it up.
Yeah. And let me write the date. What is it? It's 5/20/05. There you go, Beth Ann. Get some photos here of what I've done to Chris.
They look like head injury patients now.
They do. And what's great is that we are signing the tape that is holding the plastic bag over their maggot-infested head. And our signatures are not only on the tape, they're also on the guys' faces.
Wow. Impossible to forge.
You think that's all right?
Not even Rob could forge.
Rob,
well, maybe.
Yeah.
See,
all right.
See, Mike, that's your trademark.
Okay.
You know, I drew Batman, you drew the four-leaf clover.
Yeah, the shamrock, right.
Okay, and now let's get Chris.
All right.
Mike will draw on Chris as well. And I dated mine as well, Mike, all the way on the back.
Wow.
Okay. You know what's great?
Like what? Factory sealed.
I see some seepage.
Seepage.
There's a little bit of seepage over here.
Not surprised.
Some seepage. Yeah.
All right, let me
keep writing,
David.
Mike.
You got it?
All right.
And B.A., we got the pictures of this?
Yeah.
Guys, again, we want to thank Jeopardy. Because you're playing for the trip for two to Vegas,
wow.
And your vacation is courtesy of Jeopardy. Watch Jeopardy for the Ultimate Tournament of Champions. See who is going to beat Ken Jennings. Jeopardy weekdays at 7:30 on Washington's ABC 7.
You missed two words in the copy there. It was to death.
Oh, beat Ken Jennings to death.
That's right.
Do you think this is the demographic that Jeopardy's looking for?
At this point, Chris and Ed, we say to you good luck. See you Monday.
You've been wonderful contestants, and I wish you both could win, but unfortunately there will only be one champion in this game.
Be here Monday at 3 o'clock. Do not touch your head. Do not touch your hair over the weekend.
Any parting words? Any words for our audience?
How about Ed first? Ed, what do you got to say? Are you in it to win it, dude? What's happening?
I'm in it to win it.
Wow. Thanks so much, Ed. Okay, Chris?
Chris, what do you have to say, my friend?
Hey, almost bumped into
support our troops.
Support our troops.
There you go.
Very nice.
See?
Very good.
Chris is the early favorite.
Yeah. Sleep well. Have a nice weekend.
Chris is the early favorite because he said support our troops.
Yeah,
and even though he's unemployed like the other guy, at least he doesn't live with his mom.
Yes. Well, with Ed, I think we might have to wonder if he's doing this of his own free will.
Don and Mike, hello.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hi there.
What the guys... If you sign underneath where they're going to be sweating when it's fade.
Well, yeah, it'll fade, but we'll be able to tell, especially with the Sharpie.
Listen, this is really why you'll want to, although I send traffic to our website all the time, you will want to check out our website this weekend to look at the pictures because we'll have the after pictures on Monday. What, Joey, what do you got going on?
I was just thinking that if we both show up on Monday with the things on, it is a trip for two. They can both go together.
Oh, that's Joe's soft side.
Thank you, Joe. What, Rob?
I was going to say, that's what's up.
We're all really still dealing with the effects of coon urine here.
Yes, I'm afraid I'm dealing with my own delay today. I was going to say that we will need the website. We'll be able to compare, even if it's faded, it's something really noticeable that was drawn on their heads.
Yeah.
They won't be able to
find it. I trust those two guys.
Not me.
I trust them. They're dumb enough to come down here and do this thing and stick with it. Look at all the other people.
I don't know. They may try to outwit you.
You even have that one guy, Andrew, who was originally going to stick with it. And then the prize is Kevin James tickets?
Yeah, and he went, nope, I'm out.
He says, I'm out.
Right.
Game, you're out, you're in.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello.
Buzz.
Hey, we get jokes, Buzz.
That's good.
You're in luck. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi.
You're in the money.
You're in control this weekend.
Hello. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hi there. What can we do for you?
Yeah, what if they both bail this weekend? Would they have to have somebody verify the time and the day?
No. Nope.
If they both bail?
They're out. If they both bail, they're out.
If they both bail, then we will have a drawing of the seven people who went through the 3 hours today and then bailed out.
Good.
Oh, okay.
Okay? Well, Robbie?
I think if they bail, you should give this slut the trip.
Oh, dear. I love Don and Mike's show.
That's what she wanted to hear. So there you go. Have a nice weekend.
Oh, Don and Mike's show.
Hey, I got to talk to Don and Mike.
Yes, you're...
Thank you!
You're talking to us.
I'm sorry?
Turn your radio down.
Thank you!
It is down.
Yeah, well, you're talking to us right now.
I am. Hey, would you like to pet my woolly mammoth?
I don't even know what... All of that just for that. I don't have
it
today...
It meant so much to him, though.
I don't have the intestinal fortitude to take out the book.
It's been...
It's just not in me today.
It's been exhausting.
Thank God I had my acupuncture. How have you done the show without acupuncture today,
Buzz Burbank. Going to his studio saved my life today. When I was over there, that would have killed me. That would have killed me today.
It's still nice here.
the acupuncture and the Thai. Sounds like I'm saying thigh massage, but I'm a lisper. The Thai massage. My Thai massage.
I think we really have been affected by this urine in the studio.
Who hasn't?
We've been breathing this stuff for 4 hours.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike, I would like to buy them a steak and a beer at Hank's Look Around.
All right, Mike, enough. You know what? Nobody brings it up until we get the guys with urine in their hair. So shut up.
Friday, it's always your day. Hello, yeah. Don and Mike show.
Mike?
What?
Hi, Dad.
Hi.
It's me, Mikey, little Mikey Hemphill.
Who is this?
Oh, Mike Hemphill.
Hi, Dad.
My child was Shirley Hemphill. Oh, yeah, I forgot to tell you, he's grown up now.
Oh, MJ, Mike Jr.
How are you, son?
Is this the guy that really, the guy that we used to say looked like? Do you remember the guy?
Yeah, the guy used to come to appearances.
This is not that guy. You're not
like the redhead.
You're not a fat guy with red hair, are you?
No.
No, he wouldn't look like that at all.
He would
look actually more like Corey. The guy shooting Paul Abdul.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Sinbad.
Dad, hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Yeah.
In the movie Old School, it's not Vince Vaughn that doesn't sleep with a girl. It's Luke Wilson.
Oh, yeah.
Correct.
Hold on, dude. You want a prize? No. You want a prize?
Heck yeah.
Heck yeah. Where are you calling from?
Lodi, California.
Shut up, Lodi. The guy had it right. Okay, Tower Records gift card. Tower Records and Tower.com. Entertain yourself. Enjoy it. Rob, the guy had the information correct.
I didn't care for his tone.
It's the end of it all.
Fine. Thank you for listening.
Thank you.
Hold on a second. I hate being the listener's friend.
It's the Lodi delay that guy had, too. You want a prize? Heck yeah!
I thought he was great.
In a world where he was great. Radio was strictly forbidden,
I appreciate
one man found a way.
His patronage.
Good news to
his
people.
I thought he was as attractive as Cunha.
He made it up.
I thought he was great.
Okay.
Maybe just my acupuncture.
You got him his prize.
Hi there, Buzz.
Hi, Donald.
Hi, what's your lead story on the news and comments today?
Today, Star Wars My Way, the near riot, the piracy, and the money.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, yes. Super duper.
Yes. Stay tuned for news and comments.
Coming up
on the Don and Mike show.
George Lucas, that was very
professional, it is. This is the Don and Mike Show. This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
Broadcasting with a belated sense of urgency. Don Geronimo and Michael Mara.
Have yourself a good weekend with TGIF. How you doing? This is Al Kana. The old ones, the bold ones, have never been sold ones. George Michael would say, Chicago.
Chicago!
And time for Buzz's news and comments. Now, Buzz, brought to us by Viramax. World's number one sexual pleasure performance enhancer. Viramax number one because it really works.
Someone call for a doctor.
Dr. Zelda's is clinically tested. Call 1-888-TRY-VMAX. We'll have the winner, maybe, of the Smear Factor game on Monday.
Exciting. Or maybe June 1st.
Maybe. those pictures will be up on the website over the weekend. Sure. Check them out. Here is Buzz Girdley. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Donna Mike. Star Wars, not near, but far wars. A battle of the old-fashioned kind nearly broke out at a movie theater in Cincinnati during the midnight opening of the latest Star Wars movie. The AMC Newport on the Levee is a 20-screen megaplex, and management decided to show the movie on all 20 screens.
Right.
But in two of the theaters, the top half of the picture was on the bottom of the screen, and the bottom half was on the top. True to modern corporate form, there weren't enough qualified people to have what used to be known as quality control.
And almost like in synchronization,
mm-hmm.
8,000 asthma things got thrown at the screen all at the same time.
4,000 inhalers.
Yeah, the inhalers.
4,000 were being used. In one screening room, a guy stood in front of the projector window blocking the entire image to keep anyone from seeing the movie the wrong way. The Midnight Geeks demanded that the movie be restarted. Management said that's not possible. There is no rewind or reverse. There were scuffles. The police moved in. Management did have plenty of those on hand.
Can you imagine a fight between Star Wars fans?
This is unacceptable!
You're clapping me. along with a stack of free passes. With the movie showing on 20 screens in just one theater, it's no surprise the movie made nearly $16 million, actually over $16 million.
On the midnight screening,
just
right?
Just off that midnight showing. Expect insane numbers by Monday. It's also no surprise the movie's already turned up on the internet, even though theaters are watching closely for people with little video cameras.
Mm-hmm. Did anyone have lightsabers?
I'm sure they did.
When
yeah.
there were fights?
You yeah. want to throw me out of this theater? You're going to have to fight me with my saber.
Somebody sent me a link today about that. And
when it's jamming up the internet today, too.
When I went there, I started to download it. I don't really want to see the movie, but no. I thought, well, I'll see what, you know, the first 20 minutes is supposed to be like Shaving Ryan's Private. The first 20 minutes is supposed to be outstanding, like fight right. battle stuff.
Right. This is really shocking to me because you wouldn't think that a Star Wars fan would have internet savvy.
But here's,
no, not at all.
Here's the thing, at least at this site that I went to until I finally decided, I'm not going to sit around for like 8 hours and wait for this thing to download.
A couple of days.
As it was over the period of a couple of hours and I came back home to check on the process and what I was getting was not some guy like, remember when Kramer went to the movies on with his VCR
all shaky and stuff?
What I got was what looked to me like something from the movie studio because it had
time code.
The digital time code on the top of the screen, which is something that would have to come from someone who works for the movie company.
That's how they get a lot of it, and somebody will be in big trouble.
An inside job. For all its moaning about piracy, the movie industry has met the enemy, and it's the movie industry. But for a movie that made $16 million or so in its first screening, they will still somehow manage to make ends meet.
Oh, I think they'll do fine.
You know, but like everything, the quality of a movie you download on the internet is not the same, obviously, as a DVD or anything else. But
and the picture's small and the sound's not big.
But I had expected that it would be like looking through someone's viewfinder, and I was amazed.
That's the way the pirates used to be, those pirates that used to get in New York City, you know, that they saw on the street. A lot of those were crap.
Oh, you could have bought the movie on the street of New York, on the streets of New York, I think at 6 o'clock in the morning. It was released at midnight.
You could
have bought a copy on DVD at 6 a.m.
Right.
But they're so concerned about the piracy, they're not letting anyone in with peg legs.
A good move.
Rated R. Piracy. Okay.
Today's modern American government wants to...
I got you, Bruce Buccaneer.
our government wants to put weapons in space. As reported earlier this week, the Air Force and the Bush administration want to launch both defensive and offensive weapons, but billboards is where they draw the line. The FAA says it wants to outlaw obtrusive advertising in zero gravity. In other news, the FAA now believes it regulates the cosmos. In a statement that makes them teary-eyed on Madison Avenue, the FAA...